7:48 on the Nielsen Show. Dustin Nielsen and Lieutenant Eric with you. The Nielsen Show brought to you by A&W. Need your questions for 3 questions too many. Submit them to the inbox at 10-1260. It is Creed Tuesday, but Lieutenant Eric is throwing out a little bit of a tribute here to Daft Punk today.
It's all I can do. Just a sprinkle.
With that being said, I still think you'll hear music from them in the future. So I don't know why we're doing this tribute today. I understand if they're gonna produce music again at some point, aren't they? Do you honestly think you'll never hear a new song from Daft Punk again ever in your life?
No, but again, the new song is one thing. You could have a bunch of unreleased stuff sitting on the shelf, but it's the live act, right? And it's the helmets and it's all the
that
all
could
the everything
that could
else
still happen too. Though.
It could.
Let's go to Greg Wyshynski, huge Daft Punk fan, apparently. Wyshynski, how'd you take the news yesterday?
I was sad. I've been a fan ever since one really, really late night on MTV. They played the anime music video accompaniment that was created by the artist who created Battleship Yamato for their album Discovery. And, like, you know, if you've seen the video for Digital Love or One More Time, it's this crazy anime thing, and it's because they made a video for, like, every song of the album. Point being, I agree with Eric that, like, the bummer for me isn't that they're going to make new music, because I'm sure they'll have something they'll release at some point, but it's that apparently they're not going to be, a touring act anymore, which is a bummer because, like, I didn't get to see the concert where they launch themselves into space in a giant pyramid. And it's been kind of like a bucket list thing for me for my entire life. So I love Daft Punk. I'm a huge fan, and I'm really bummed that they don't exist anymore, at least temporarily.
Does the arrival of Trevor Zegras help you deal with this at all?
You know, it's funny. So I talked to a coach around the time of World Junior about Zegras, and I was struck by – and this is an NHL coach, by the way, not like, you know, a local beer hockey coach. And I was struck by the fact that he was a dissenting opinion. Because at the time, Zegras was just absolutely tearing it up, and everybody was kind of like, you know, giving this kid, you know, messianic accolades. And the coach said, I am hoping that his skill set transfers to the NHL and that he's not just the next in a long line of dominant World Junior players that come to the league and can't replicate that performance. And he evoked the name of Sonny Milano, which gave me chills.
You can't drop Sonny Milano? Come on!
I mean, as an American, I want all of our sweet boys to be the best players in the world. But, I'm excited to see what he does at this level, but I will say that there are some, you know, really smart people that say the jury's still out on whether or not he can be as dominant here as he was in lower levels of hockey.
What was the response south of the border like for Lake Tahoe and what they were able to accomplish, even with some hiccups along the way?
Well, unfortunately, the hiccups, I think, got the most renown. You know, anytime the NHL face plants like it did on Saturday with let's hold an outdoor hockey game, in Lake Tahoe. Uh-oh, the sun, whoopsie. it kind of comes back to haunt you. But again, like, I give the NHL credit for a couple things. One, for a league that gets criticized all the time for player safety, they were super cautious about this game. Colorado wanted to come back and play. Vegas is like, actually, we can see concrete under the ice, so maybe not. And the league was like, all right, we'll hold off until 9 o'clock at night local time to make sure the ice is okay. So in the name of player safety, they did the right thing. The other thing I want to give them credit for is trying it. I mean, like, I'm so tired of everybody jumping on this league and slamming it, and in the same breath being like, but they don't do anything ever interesting or new. And they did something interesting and new, and I think it worked out at the end. I mean, the vistas on Sunday for that Flyers-Bruins game were incredible. It was some of the most beautiful hockey I've ever seen as far as, like, aesthetics go. But in talking to Gary Bettman over the weekend, it's pretty clear that this is probably a one-off. You know, They want to play in front of 45,000 people. They want to sell $30 hats to those people. They don't really make a fraction of that money with a game without fans and just being paid for by sponsors. So as cool as it was, I don't think they're going to probably do it again.
Man, I think that's dropping the ball. Like, you can go out and do 8 Stadium Series games once everything's back to normal and make all your money. I think having one game in a unique location without fans, you know, that's a good product for television. I don't know why, as a league, you wouldn't do that once a year, just a one-off.
Completely agree. And, you know, I wrote about this in my column last week. They've long talked about doing a game at Central Park. They've long talked about doing a game on the National Mall in D.C. They've had discussions about whether they could stage a game at Mount Rushmore, which would be awesome. There's a lot. To me, I agree with you. I really hope they don't give this up just because they don't make Winter Classic money or because of the difficulties they had this weekend in Lake Tahoe. Because to me, it's like my mind is racing about possibilities for the first time since the first Winter Classic.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a chance to not have to think about, okay, well, what cookie cutter baseball stadium are they going to next? You know, it's a chance to really think outside the box and as they like to say in a cliche way, reconnect the game to its roots.
What do you got coming up at ESPN?
Dude, I got a real fun one tomorrow. First of all, I think Canadians can read my stuff again on ESPN. So if you've not been able to because of the paywall, congrats. I think you can. Tomorrow I am doing a deep dive on goalie goals. Not the cheapies, my friend. The ones that were scored on shots.
Oh.
Only 8 times in NHL history it happened, and it's a really good piece. But do carve out some time because it's a magazine one.
Will do, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Anytime.